Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of WashTec AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Ralf Koeppe, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the WashTec Group's presentation of the first quarter results of the financial year 2021. With me here in the room are my colleagues, CFO Dr. Kerstin Reden and CSO Stefan Weber. To begin on slide two, I would like to give you a brief overview of the topics which we will cover in this call. I will start with presenting some update on the pandemic's impact on our operations. Stefan Weber will give some insights about marketing in times of the pandemics, and Kerstin Reden will present the figures of the business of the first quarter and will give you the update on our guidance that we published on April 20th. Finally, we will have the Q&A session with the WashTec board. Let me summarize our business model to take everybody on board. WashTec is the world's leading provider of innovative vehicle washing solutions. Our product range includes capital goods, such as all types of car washing systems with the associated peripherals and water treatment systems. In addition, we offer our customers the services and chemical consumables required to operate the system. We arrange financing and offer the management of operations if desired. On slide three, we give some short update on our pandemic measures. As presented at the year-end call, we have successfully installed our self-test program as an additional measure to the hygiene rules. Employees who work in the office and plants can test themselves twice per week. The mandatory measures introduced by German regulators do not have a negative impact on our operations, as all measures were already implemented before the regulations became effective. Extra efforts are currently spent to secure the supply chain to cover the volume on machine business and chemicals. We are proactively working with our suppliers to secure the business volume expected for the next 8 months. Currently, we do not see any drawbacks, but we remain highly cautious, for example, with respect to the supply of electronics. I will now hand over to Stefan Weber.
Hello. Next slide, please. Slide four, please. Ladies and gentlemen, also a warm welcome from my side. During this first quarter results call, I'd like to provide you a little insight into marketing activities in times of pandemic. As trade shows, a major sales lead generator, are since 12 months and likely for another 6 months not an option. We have, on one hand, saved significant cost for these events, but on the other hand, also lost the benefits out of it. Lead generation and in-person exchange with customers. In order to compensate for that, we have used some of the money to enhance our internet presence in all social media channels, display ads, Google AdWords, or participating in the first digital trade shows in the US, Austria, and Italy to create sufficient leads and all the while benchmark our performance against all major competitors. The good news is that the analytics that we have show that in Europe we are second to none in all of the above-mentioned disciplines and have been able to strengthen our leading position. As such, we have today a much higher lead count than we used to have even prior to the pandemic. The next challenge, once we have the lead, is to convert it into a high-quality opportunity, whereby the customer might not be interested into a physical meeting. This brings me to slide five. Something we believe is currently only offered by WashTec. We simply invite the customer from anywhere in the world into a live washing event in our showroom in Augsburg called WashTec On Air, Smart Care Car Wash Live. That brings me to slide six. You can see a top view of our showroom setup. Therefore, we have installed two cameras in the wash bay of the demo center and one camera pointing at the activation system in front of the wash bay, which is the one that you see at the bottom left. During a Microsoft Teams or Zoom session, we share the screen so that the customer can define and program the wash program he likes to have and see by himself, the wash program he likes to have and see by himself a unique feature at the Smart Care. In other words, he can program the machine himself on the screen of the sales rep. No other machine can be programmed by the operator, as usually a technician is required. We can provide the program with a unique, he can provide the program with a unique name, and he can see that the program and name is displayed on the activation unit in Augsburg. Then his program is started and he can follow the execution on the screen. A very unique and personalized experience. Slide 7, please. SmartSight. A similar concept we have developed to show the benefits of SmartSight, a software similar to a smart home system, but tailored to the cover size. Since displaying and explaining the functionality of the floor heating, door locks, light settings, as well as pump controls and so on, in conjunction with the screen display of a handheld unit or smartphone is almost impossible on a live wash site, we have created a 1 to 18 model, slide 8 please, that allows us to do all this live to anywhere in the world during a Teams or Zoom session. You can see on the picture that shows that model on the left-hand side and the handheld unit in front of it, you know, so that we can really show this live in all aspects. If you would like to get a better insight into this, I recommend you to go to the Facebook site of CarWash Info, a leading German CarWash trade magazine, and have a look at the live stream for SmartSight that has been recorded. Likewise, today and tomorrow is the virtual ICA, ICA standing for International CarWash Association, CarWash Show in Europe, where we will feature the above-mentioned topic as well as sustainable green car care chemicals. I hope you enjoyed this short excursion into car wash marketing, and this, with this I'd like to close and hand over to Kerstin Reden, our CFO, with the financials of Q1 2021.
Thanks, Stefan. Hello, everyone. Starting with the financial highlights on page 10. Group revenue was 85 million euro, down 3% compared to prior year. The main reason for the revenue shortfall in the first quarter compared to prior year was again less revenue from key accounts. While we started weak into the year with soft revenue in January and February, we had a strong March and were able to catch up on installation delays. Since weather was good in March, revenue from chemicals and service also developed positively, allowing us to offset most of the revenue shortfall at the beginning of the year due to the harsh weather conditions. Comparing to last year, it should be noted that Q1 2020 was mainly not affected by the pandemic. Group EBIT was 4 million, up more than 100% despite the revenue shortfall. The primary factors were lower staff costs resulting from actions taken last year and reduced travel. In addition, we accrued less risk reserve for bad debt since the aging structure of accounts receivable had improved. EBIT stands also here for adjusted EBIT as we only had insignificant one-off items in form of subsidies in the first quarter. Cash flow also developed positively despite significant less cash coming in from receivables. We were able to generate a positive cash flow of 4 million. One major driver was lower tax payments. In view of strong order intake in March, we updated our guidance. The positive development in order intake was driven by both key accounts and direct business. We now expect revenue to increase more than 5% as well as EBIT. Turning now to page 11. On this page, you can not only see revenue and EBIT development, but also the development of the gross margin in the middle of the slide. With the introduction of the cost of sales approach this quarter, we are also able to see results from operations before deduction of administrative cost. Looking now at the numbers, gross margin for the first quarter was 28.7%, up 100 basis points year on year. The increase shows that we were able to more than offset material price increases due to the current supply shortage by efficiency improvements. Moving on to page 12, revenue by product category. As in fiscal year 2020, the revenue shortfall relates to continuing investment reluctance among key accounts. Direct business was fairly strong, so that revenue from equipment at 71 million came close to the 73 million generated last year. Chemical sales were nearly stable with 13 million, slightly impacted by the severe winter conditions in Europe and the US. On page 13, you find now revenue by region. The first quarter was dominated by Europe with revenue of 73 million euro, representing 83% of total revenue for the first quarter. The good performance was driven by direct business. In North America, we experienced a decline of 23% or 16% on constant currency basis. This can be explained by the exceptionally long and hard winter and continuing pandemic-driven investment reluctance among key accounts. Looking at EBIT by region on page 14, EBIT was 3.8 million in Europe. The decline of 1.3 million year-on-year was driven by the foreign currency result. Last year, EBIT in Europe included an exchange gain of 1.3 million compared to a slight loss of 0.1 million this year. Adjusted for this FX effect, EBIT margin in Europe was 7.3%, slightly above prior year, despite material cost increases. In the US, EBIT improved from a loss position of minus 2.6 million to a slight loss of 0.3 million, despite a significant decrease in revenue. This clearly shows the success of our restructuring efforts taken last year. The performance in Asia Pacific also improved from a loss of 0.5 million to a slight profit of 0.2 million despite the revenue decline of 9%. This is also the benefit of the restructuring taken in the region. Coming now to cash flow on page 15. Free cash flow, including lease expense, increased by 5 million to 4 million. Apart from the better result, major factors were lower tax payments, higher advance payments, and higher trade payables, and a less steep inventory ramp up. Our cash position improved by 4 million to 5 million. We were able to reduce our liabilities towards bank by nearly 8 million. Coming to our guidance, as already mentioned, we updated our revenue guidance last week after having a very good order intake in March, also coming from key accounts. Our order backlog now is significantly above last year level. Information about the upcoming AGM can be found in the backup of this presentation including links and other information. With that, I'd now like to hand back to the operator and open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you. We will now begin a question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is by Eckhard Kuhls of Warburg Research.
Yes, hello. Not so many questions today, but maybe on China. So you spoke about challenging market conditions there, and I guess this is not related to the corona pandemic. Can you please elaborate a little bit more what the problems in China are? Thank you.
The problem in China is, or the challenge that we are facing is that let's say larger suppliers of owners of gas stations, in this case Sinopec, the largest in China and likely one of the largest in the world, has decided to offer likely for a limited period of time, but at least they do car washes for free, to provided you consume a certain amount of fuel. And that has, of course, an impact on all the, let's say, car wash operators only that do car wash for the sense of the business of car wash, you know. And as such, it has created a little bit of uncertainty in the market.
And what do you expect going forward? Is that something you expect to continue over, let's say, months or even years?
Well, I mean, months, I would definitely say yes. I mean, you know, it is very, it's not so easy to wind back, I would say, with that offering. Years is very difficult to say. I mean, we have had similar things happening in other markets before, like Korea and Japan, where eventually today everybody has to pay for his car wash again, but it's very difficult. So we are monitoring this closely, but to give a time estimate, very difficult to say at this point in time. Sorry.
Okay, but in the end, also these guys need car wash equipment.
Correct.
Okay, good. And second question, order intake, which you do not quantify, was up, especially in March, as I understood. And so meanwhile, you have raised your guidance for the top line. So I can imagine that the positive development in order intake has continued also in April. And if yes, is that also related to key accounts and direct customers, so both important customer groups, or more to one of these groups?
I mean, as mentioned in our, let's say, ad hoc, we saw, I would say, a very significant increase in March that we got confidence enough to say, okay, it's going to be more than 5%. So it's the development for the year, and that's also the reason why we announced it. And likewise, in April, we have the same tendency, and I'll say the interesting part is that direct remains strong, as it has always been. We have to say it really remains strong. There is no weakness visible. We show also there good figures. And on top of this, we see key account order intake. Yeah, that's true. So all over, and in April, this is definitely still a strong continuation of what we saw in March. And likewise, one has to say, in compared to previous year, April was one of the months where we were where we had really the biggest hit. I mean, that was when in March that thing erupted all over the place. COVID, we had a major impact and uncertainty in April. So compared to previous year, we are of course outperforming, but we are also outperforming compared to budget in order intake in April. So overall, it's still a very positive picture.
Okay, and are you satisfied with the mix? So did you get the amount of orders for the smart care you have expected?
We are still in budget, I would say, but we definitely hope to see more towards, you know, mid of year with all these activities that we are now. We cannot physically show it, as I said. We have, you know, created a system how we can present it that pays. I have to say that pays well. People are, let's say, really impressed, but it's a one-on-one session that we can host. Other than that, many people don't like to travel and we can't take it to exhibitions. But with this in mind and with the numbers that we have budgeted, we are doing fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. 01. There are no further questions, so I hand back to you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending our Q1 call. Stay safe and looking forward to speak and hear you in the next call. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.